Hello, my name is Robin Sheridan, Spirit Whisperer, the title given to me by my soul guides. When we choose to awaken to our soul path, we become aware of how deeply connected we are to universal consciousness on a spiritual, physical, and emotional level. Join me on my podcast journey and learn how to connect to your heart, mind, body, and soul, creating connection in all areas of your life.
Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Goodness, what a zoo.
Oh my goodness. This is just so funny. Oh, but I love that you're here. Now, I'm outside. Can you hear the traffic or should I go in?
No, I can't hear anything. Okay. You're good. You got good mic.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and introduce us. And, okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone. This is Robin's Coffee Chat. I am so grateful that all of you are coming to listen to these podcasts. And today I have a wonderful guest, and her name is Linda. And I am going to let her introduce herself to you.
Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here, Robin. Thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it. And my name is, I'm Dr. Linda Oviedo, and I'm an executive coach and consultant. I help business women around the world start and grow businesses to help them actually high performing businesses to help them increase their revenue and profits, and a business that actually aligns with her values, her vision, and her lifestyle. So thank you for having me here.
Oh, you are so welcome. I met Linda when she invited me to join her Facebook group, and I have been truly grateful to be a part of that group and see the inspiration that is on the Facebook group. So could you tell me, Linda, how you actually got started in doing this part of your business?
You know, this was actually a recent change. My business pivoted into direct business coaching and consulting. I felt that there was a very specific need to support businesswomen to create a business framework that it created a process and a system for them, so their business, everyday business, can flow and they have clarity and direction as to what their message is, who they're targeting, and where they're going.
Yes, which is really wonderful. Now, on my podcast, I talk a lot about the spiritual aspects of how people have ended up bringing spirituality into their business. And I know you also had this opportunity. Would you like to tell us a little bit about how this was brought into your business?
The spiritual aspect of my business?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here is actually, it's not a spiritual practice within my business, but it is a spirituality that I gained as a result of a 10-year long journey into wisdom and transformation. And, you know, here's the kicker. I mean, never did I ever imagine myself following any kind of routine. For me, actually, the idea of having a repetitive and time-managed daily routine really made my skin crawl. I mean, but, you know, who would have thought that the most anti-routine woman on the planet would create what I call my magical morning routine? This routine would actually send me on a life-changing journey into spiritual wisdom, transformation of mind, body, and soul. As I faced some of the most darkest and challenging times of my life, a little inner voice inspired me to create my magic morning routine to bring in the spiritual component that I needed to lift myself up and out of that particular moment.
You know, that really resonates with me because I call it my spiritual hobby. For over the past 25 years, I would bring in my spirituality when I was at my lowest low.
and would get into this routine. But once I had achieved a certain goal, I kind of put my spirituality kind of back on the bookshelf and would go on with my life until the next crash. And then I would have to bring it again. Could you tell us a little bit about your routine and what inspired you?
Well, I mean, this was a divinely inspired routine. And it became my greatest teacher, my spiritual guide and healer for the next 10 years of my life. And, you know, one of my quotes that resulted from this, that was one of my favorite, is that out of my most obscure darkness came the most luminous light. And this luminous light was this magic morning routine, which actually bumped me out of that particular funk that I was in. You know, it sent me on a journey to healing, wisdom, transformation, and empowerment that I needed in my life. It harnessed the power of love, gratitude, and joy, and had the power to transform completely, like what I call my holy trinity, which is my mind, body, and soul. So this routine actually empowered me to unlock my spiritual power. It gave me the wings. I like to say that it gave me the wings to soar and stand on air without falling to the ground. So, you know, as we share some of the story, I hope that it inspires your audience to create a morning routine that empowers them to take charge of designing their life and the business that they want, such as they choose to, or the career, enhance the career that they have. So, you know, I hope that this story encourages you and in your audience, well, actually encourages your audience to unleash the power within themselves and get their own wings. So, you know, my three basic steps to help, you know, I discuss three basic steps to create a morning routine for yourself. And a morning routine is something very private, and it's very customized. It's very individual. So definitely we'll share some of that as we get through the conversation.
Yeah, my morning routine always starts with a meditation. Now that I do it on a regular basis, I get up at 4 o'clock every morning and I get prepped to do my meditation. And then that brings me into a really nice awareness and balance for the rest of my day. And since I started that routine, my life has just been so much better. And besides, spirit has this thing that they talk to you the best between, I think it's 2 and 5 o'clock in the morning. And they would be waking me up at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the morning. And then I finally said, okay, look, I will agree to get up at 4 o'clock every morning so we can have our conversation. So what is the first thing you do?
Oh, well, listen, I'm like you, I'm an early riser. So I'm up at 4 in the morning. And the first thing that I do is when I open my eyes is just express deep gratitude for that, for being able, for the privilege of seeing one more day. And I don't get up until I feel full in gratitude that I've had this opportunity to see another day. Then, you know, I walk around and full of gratitude. And I have to have my morning coffee just to wake up. So I sit down and I have my morning coffee. And that's when I start the process of getting into my meditation, into my journaling. So I do meditation, I do journaling. Then I do my stretches and yoga. I stopped doing that for a bit, you know, and this is because my little sidekick passed away a couple of years ago. And to him, I call him my co-author of this magic morning routine, because he would be the one that would wake up with me even before the birds were up, anybody in the house. And he went with me through this whole process. So yoga was one of my absolute favorite things to do. I mean, yoga just puts me in a meditative state. It comforts my body. It stretches it. It gives it a good feeling. And then I would do a walk. But since he passed away, getting myself to yoga was really difficult because I missed him. You know, I would call it my doga sessions. We would do yoga together, however that worked. And, you know, then, of course, my meditation, I do different types of meditation depending on the day or what I want to accomplish. Sometimes I need a whole body cleanse, a whole energetic cleanse. So my meditation is more intentional and deeper. Sometimes I just need to clear any emotional vibration or any something that doesn't resonate, an attached emotion that just is not resonating well with me. So then I do a meditation just to release that. And other times I do a meditation just to draw a certain emotion and create a certain emotional vibration to prepare me for the day ahead. And then, you know, I close off. I always do my readings. I always do my spiritual readings. And I also do educational readings. So the whole process takes me from 4 to 7 a.m., sometimes 7:30. By 9 o'clock, showered, looking good, and ready to go at my day. And it feels so empowering, so empowering. The day I don't do it, I just feel like I've missed the best part of my day.
Oh, I can really understand that. It's funny that getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, how much you can actually get accomplished before you actually have to sit down at your desk or start your business or, you know, walk through your employer's doors. It's really important to get grounded and focused on just feeling good about who you are and what you want to accomplish during the day. I also believe that very successful people, they always say they do this inner visualization every morning before they start their day to visualize how they want their day to go and what they do to, you know, magic that into their reality. So are you a really strong believer that you need to visualize what you want to create it?
You know, visualizing, here is the aspect. Yes, visualizing is very important. And why is it very important? Scientifically, it's been proven that somewhere in sports medicine, they did a test. I can't remember the exact reference, but they asked several athletes to sit down, and they actually did a brain scan, to sit down and visualize themselves running through a race. And you could see in the test, they were detecting the athletes as if they were actually in the race performing. So visualization is very powerful. I mean, it moves something internally, biologically, but emotionally and energetically. So you create, for me, visualization is understanding what's ahead of me, making my reality as I want, but more important, bringing that energy and that emotion, which is actually the powerful part of visualization. So you set your frequency to what you want your day to be or what you want your life to be. So I do, you know, within my meditations, within the last one where I said I want to prepare myself for the day ahead, if I have a huge event coming up, I make sure I visualize, I sit down and visualize the event as I want it, as I want the outcome to appear, and put forward that energy. You know, things aren't always exact, but they don't have to be exact. It's the energy that you bring, and sometimes the things that surround you with that energy that you bring, you may not notice them, but they're exactly what you need. So visualization for me is essential and very powerful.
I agree. And I'm saying I agree a lot, but because you and I are on such the same wavelength, when I did for the first time in early January, I did a public oracle reading, which is something I had never done before. And I visualized it working out really well. And I visualized making a certain amount of money. And I got up that morning and there was a terrible blizzard, but I had faith. I drove in there. I got there. And it cleared up later in the morning, and then people showed up, and I did. I had wonderful readings, and I made exactly the amount of money I wanted to make. And it was so reaffirming to know that we can actually do that. Now, you and I were talking a little bit before about your childhood and your mom. So could you tell us a little bit about your relationship with your mother?
Yeah. You know, I'm the youngest. So obviously the relationship, and the youngest by a lot. So my siblings are at least 12 to 15 years older than I am. So basically I had, I grew up as an only child because all of them were already grown up and were, you know, off to last stages of high school, off to college, off to marriage, off to, you know, create their own life. Mm-hmm. So that, and my dad passed away when I was five, I was about to turn five. So that created a strong bond between my mother and I. So I became her little one. You know, that's what she called me. You're my little one. And as years passed and she developed herself professionally, she started working in a clinic, which does, they call it electronic acupuncture. So it's not the same as Chinese acupuncture, but it works on the, you know, on your chakras and your energetic system. So it's a very interesting environment for me to explore in my tweens. You know, and she started in my tweens and she went through into my teen years. And so picking up those concepts from her, having her introduce me to metaphysics at that age, really created a profound impact because I understood that it was up to me to create my own life and to manage my own life. Did I do it? Not always, because this is a process that you learn. And you need to invest the time in actually growing spiritually. I mean, you could read the books. And I remember reading the first book that she put in my hands. And that, actually notes that she put it in my hands. Later on, a friend put in my hands a very important book that would become the foundation, and then actually connected with my mom because it was the same person that she was studying in metaphysics. The book was called, and it was in Spanish. It was called, let me translate it. So it says Metaphysics at Everyone's Reach. And this was by Connie Mendez. She was supposedly someone in Venezuela. I don't know the backdrop very much about her story, but what I did know is that this book would change my vision of life in many ways. And so that was my start. That was my intro to metaphysics. And then during this time in my life is just when I actually really picked up on the whole concept and started reading and started informing myself and then just started immersing myself in the whole spiritual practice of metaphysics.
Yeah, it's beautiful when we are given gifts, even at a young age, and then somewhere on our path, we're reminded of those gifts and those books, and we've been lucky enough to keep those books, which I tend to do. I don't know about you.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and then we get to pick up the books and reread it, and I love it when we reread it sometimes 2-3 times, because every time I reread a book, I learn something brand new in it. And it just awakens me into a higher vibration. Would you like to tell us a little bit more about your Facebook group and how you coach women one-on-one?
Sure. So the group is designed, it's called Women's Business and Lifestyle Lounge. And it's actually a group where I want to create a community of sisterhood. You know, to share tips and feelings and emotions and challenges and opportunities about business and lifestyle. For me, lifestyle and business for a woman is one and the same. You can't separate. You know, one of the things, and when I go into one-on-one coaching, one of the things I find a lot is that the business doesn't always align with the lifestyle. And so that's where you see some dysfunctionality. And in the business, if you don't have a good framework to follow, you know, you don't have a good business model, you don't have a good business strategy. And by the way, a business model and a business plan are two different things. The business model tells you how you're going to make your money. And it gives you clarity as to who you're going to make, you know, who you're targeting, what's your target market, what are you telling them? What do you want from them? What problem are you going to solve for them? More important than anything. And so I see that disconnect. So the purpose of creating the group is bringing that awareness, bringing that sisterhood, that notion of women empowering women and reciprocity. Because look, if we don't help one another, we're going to remain as we are, struggling to make it to the next step. And it's very lonely. But I see that when women support women, magic happens. You get a lot of empowerment. And you're going to see the next issue of July. You're going to talk about the female, the future being female. You'll learn about it. It's going to be great. It's going to be about a cohort of women here in Arizona that are front and center in the political system. And these are women that create, of influence, that create and shape policy that affects the community at large. But, in this point, women have a really good opportunity to build bonds and empower each other. So the essence of the group, going back to the group, is that to create community, to create sisterhood, to say we're not alone, and to empower each other and to be reciprocal with each other. It's so important. And as far as my one-on-one coaching, women come to me typically for their business, but it slowly evolved organically into mindset. But once we get the business framework, I see that some of those blocks, the self-doubt, the fear, the so-called imposter syndrome, all of those things begin to dissipate as women begin to really build a solid foundation in their business and gain the confidence through a structured process and system. And then we connect it with their lifestyle. Is this really what you want? Or why did you create this business? We find that sometimes business is created because financial reasons, and you see an opportunity, and the first opportunity you have, you grab. And then you really, you're grabbing it because you need it. You need that opportunity, but you haven't really considered your lifestyle. And so you're in the middle of this. And instead of analyzing that particular point, we tend to go into ourselves and we tend to become judgmental toward ourselves. And that's where the damage begins. You don't realize that there are certain steps that you need to take to start building a good business foundation and to start integrating it with your lifestyle or vice versa.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with what you're saying, because when I retired in January and, started building my business, I did not realize how much work is involved in doing it. And then, of course, when things don't work out the way you think they're supposed to, then you start beating yourself up, and then you have all this negative talk, and, then you start feeling insecure. And it's really amazing because we need those things to come out. We need those emotions to come out. We need to take a really deep dive. And one of my main ahas, which was just recently, about a month or so ago, was that I always associated money with sadness. And it wasn't until, that specific question was asked during, one of these little mini courses that are always offered on Facebook. And then I took a really good look at it. And so I asked my higher self, I asked my soul, I said, why does being financially abundant and being successful in the business world create sadness? Well, it came back to the type of, my childhood, my relationship with my parents and my relationship with spouses and other people in my life, that every time I got to a point where I was incredibly happy and I was balanced, And I had this, what I thought was a balance between my prosperity and my relationships. Something would happen and I would have to choose. I would either have to choose my financial abundance or my relationship. And that was really sad. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, having to always to make those choices, just kind of got to the point where every time I was moving up, my ego would go, hey, no. Remember, you have to choose. You either have to choose your relationship or you have to choose your business. You can't do both. And so that was really a huge awakening for me. And that's what I've really been working on, is clearing all those doubts and those insecurities. And, you know, I do that through Akashic Records, and I do it through meditation, and I do it through prayer. And like you say, journaling. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of what you're talking about. Like when you're with these women, are these the aha moments that come up for them?
No, we do have those, because all of your emotions, your blocks, and your energy is always going to be connected to some source. And so sometimes these are things that you know, the subconscious is just really so powerful. And as much as you are objective, your subconscious at some point will hijack that objectivity, especially if you're carrying this for some time now. Like, for example, for me, I always feared of public speaking, even doing what we're doing now. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't understand why, you know, I could feel it like, right, you know, where we have our, right in the heart chakra, I would feel it. Mm-hmm. Like I couldn't speak. Something was holding me. And one day, just having a conversation, just a conversation about marketing with someone from my website as to, you know, how could we take us to the next level or what the thoughts were. And this gentleman at one point said, you know, I think you should add some type of blog. You know, some type of live event where you're speaking and you're sharing, because you're really good at it. I mean, I just love the way you speak and all everything that you've shared with me. And it hit me. Why wasn't I doing it? Because that resistance was there right away when he was telling me. I felt a resistance. But my aha moment came to me when an experience from my childhood was triggered. Out of nowhere it came. And, you know, when I was little, it was my brothers would make fun of me with my voice, you know, the squeaky little voice. You're so cute, but you have a squeaky little voice. So I guess that stayed with me for years. And so I didn't want people to hear the squeaky little voice. So I internalized it. And it just took that conversation for me to, for that experience from childhood. I mean, we're talking about I was 6, 7. That surfaced up. So it's incredible how you can hold on without knowing to some of those childhood, you know, for lack of a better term, trauma.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing how as we move forward and we ask for guidance and awareness and we're asking for change, which we do when we go into meditation and talk to our soul and our body and our spirit guides, that we get the answers, and it comes in the most interesting ways, in a book or a movie or music or a conversation with somebody. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love those things. I know that when you and I are getting to know each other, you've really brought a different perspective to how I look at myself and I look at my business. And for me, my business needs to be fun. I need to enjoy what I'm doing, which is exactly what I do. I absolutely love doing the healing and the Akashic readings and that kind of things. So you right now, you also are following that passion, right?
Yes. Yes. And you know, and you have to realize what stage in your life are you at? Because that's important to define, you know, what do you really want out of your business? And, you know, sometimes we don't ask those questions before we start. And so it that begins to create you know, some dysfunction inside you, whether it's fear, doubt, the obstacles, that uncertainty, the limitation, that procrastination. You know, it's sort of like a little emotional rabbit hole if you don't really get control. And you need to understand, what stage in your life are you at? And really, what do you want out of your business? And you know, and all of these ads that we see on social media don't help either.
No.
You know, all of a sudden you're seeing everybody, you know, now everybody that's advertising says, oh, I can get you to 6 to 7 figures.
Yeah.
And, you know, already that creates, you know, it creates an emotional vibration that, gee, I want that, but I'm so behind. How am I going to create that? I mean, imagine somebody that has, we all have money mindset issues, all of us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I except that 1% who has broken out of that, you know, emotional barrier. They're in the vibe and they're receiving. But really, you know, when you're starting and you have all of these doubts, you don't have a proper process and system. And you start seeing that, hey, she's making this kind of money. Why can't I? You know, that's so harmful. That creates a lot. And you know what? In reality, business takes 1 to 5 years to develop. Some businesses take a year to turn a profit. And so, you know, when we're vulnerable and we're looking at all of these and we're comparing ourselves, that creates so much trauma for many people, for many business women, rather than help them and motivate them.
Absolutely. That's so true. I set up my system so that I had 4 years to turn a profit. And that takes a lot of pressure off of you. That allows you just to get up every day and live your dream. My whole point of being an entrepreneur was to have the freedom to go out in the garden when I wanted to do, be on the computer when I wanted to be. I feel no pressure to produce every single day. I do my Facebook Lives, which I love. That brings joy and happiness to me every day. And I'm actually living my dream. I love my life. And so, Linda, how can these women get a hold of you and learn from your wisdom and your knowledge?
You know, my website is www.lindaobiedo.com. And, you know, my website is not only about what I do, but provide you with some resources. And I have, you know, if you click on the chat with me button, you can get me right away. It slips right into an application where you can communicate with me instantly. So if you go into my webpage and you click on any of the items that you see, specifically, you know, on the first paragraph, which talks about success, you can get a hold of me right there. One click and we're talking.
Yes.
So I've made it really easy. No numbers to remember, nothing. Just click.
And it's worth it, ladies. Let me tell you, I had my coffee chat with Linda and she inspired me in so many ways just from that coffee chat. And we've continued to stay connected and be friends, which I am truly grateful for. Could you spell your last name? It's just spell it out. It's Linda, L-I-N-D-A, right?
Right. L-I-N-D-A. And the last name is O as in Oscar, V as in Victor, I-E. D as in dad. Oh.
All right. Beautiful.com, right?
Yeah. .com. It's just like the city in Spain or the city in Miami, Florida. I mean, in Florida, actually, not Miami, Florida.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Linda, for being my guest today. I'm really grateful you were here. And just so you guys know, we had so much fun trying to get connected today. Universe was just, you know, was being the trickster today. It was so much fun. But thank you, Linda. You have a wonderful day. And ladies, stay tuned to my next coffee chat. You are going to really enjoy the new guests I bring on again. Thank you so much. See you later, Linda.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Bye.